Monday the 2nd of June, Mem Gimel Omer, Rabbi Eliyahu Levin, Lifnei Iver.
Good morning. It's wonderful to see even coming, starting off today, the Torah way, the interest in learning and interest in hearing people from afar. It's a chus to be with you. The subject of today's drasha, I want to speak a little bit about the noise of Lifnei Iver L'Asita and Mishal, which we all know it means one is not supposed to help somebody or give somebody the resources to do an Aveira. A Nazir that's not allowed to drink wine, somebody gives him the wine, he doesn't do the Aveira, just gives the person the wine to drink, he does on Lifnei Iver. We find in the Rishonim and Achronim three parts to the union of Lifnei Iver. Two of them being Ben Adam Lamokim, and one of them being Ben Adam Lachazero. Ben Adam Lamokim is not only is a person Mitzuvah Mechuyiv in his own mitzvah, he's also Mitzuvah Mechuyiv, a kind of arvus, even to a guy, not to help others. It shouldn't be Aver, it shouldn't be sin in the world. And then there's Ben Adam Lachazero, somebody's like an Eitzah Sheina again, it's like a bad Eitzah, somebody's helped somebody do an Aver, it couldn't be worse for the friend, it couldn't be worse for the other fellow. So he's being over on an Indian of Ben Adam Lachazero. I want to expound on a very, very interesting Tshuva Nechsam Sofer. Brought down the Pisri Tshuva Shinayin, a Tshuva Nechsam Sofer, Yodei Shin Mem Ches. Story in a town that the Minik said also that before they would bury somebody, they would need a certificate of death. A death certificate would be authorized by a doctor, and and that's the only way you can make the kfura. So the shaila was that the doctor of the town was a kohen. Can the kohen go to authorize, to verify the death, and then authorize the death certificate? So at the beginning of the tshuva, it's off on a tangent, at the beginning of the tshuva, the Chassam Sofer talks about that the other rav wrote him about the time of death. It's very interesting. In those days, the modern way of thinking was totally different than it is today, that they delayed the time of death. Different than the Jewish law was, time of death would be earlier. The laws in the land were that you had to wait overnight before you could make a kfura, because they didn't believe that the person was dead until there were other signs, or that they see the some sefer quotes this rav who quoted Reish Mem Daler, who's Moshe Mendelssohn, Moshe Desol. Who some sefer claims that he says that he misquoted a Yaivet, the Yankiv Emden. The Yankiv Emden said that Kohen could go to a person that had gone on into a coma, and the Kohen could be metamit him to try to help him, try to save him, because the time of death is that just because of somebody's in a coma doesn't mean he's dead. And then the Mendelssohn took it a stage further, and he said, no, even until you wait overnight, you can't be sure that the person's dead. And the Mimela would be mutter for a kohen to go into the house a whole night after the person died, and maybe he's still alive and stays in Pikuach Nefesh. That is, of course, the Chassam Sefer says, Chas V'Shalom. That's not what the Yaakov Emden meant, and that's not the fact. Then he continues on, that's the part of the truth that I want to talk about, that he continues on, and he says that the Chassam Sefer says, when he came home, he realized that the shaila was a different shaila, totally different shaila. This doctor wasn't religious. He didn't ask the shaila. It wasn't the doctor that was asking the shaila b'chlal. The doctor would go to Goyisha Niftarim, people that were died also, and he would verify the death. And he wasn't asking the shaila. Of course, there would be no heter b'chlal. The shaila was that the When they would call him to do the process, the death verification, then to certify it, they would be inviting a kohen to be metame. So even though he would be doing it anyways, but by them him calling it, they would be being going on lifnei iver and I'm being mesayeya. If they can get him to leave the post, That would be the best date. The nefshir in kenan I meis mutalim bebizoyin belikfura bavle meis mitzvah shein lekovim shekoyim matam eloy. For them, it's a mess mitzvah. It's a mass of a mess mitzvah. There's nobody else to do it. If the doctor won't give the certificate, they won't cancel ahead with the funeral. So it's a mess mitzvah. The person, the nifter, is waiting for the kfura. Then he shames the heter v'snasas l'koyin. That's not a reason why the koyin should be able to do it. Mikol mokim kiven shu'ena shemei l'kol amarim ve'ein biodeinu l'salkoi inkein l'zidan havelei mess mitzvah umuter v'zeh heter baru. That's what the Chacham Sofer says. That the doctor himself is a variant. The doctor himself will be over choran the isur from tumas meis l'koyin from chol nefesh l'itama ba'amot. And even so, for them, for the people that call them, they are not nichlal and lifnei iver. They're not aiding and abetting the aver. Why? Because for them it's a mess mitzvah. For them there's no iser, which is a very hard to understand. The kaisayim and other. The nazir himself, when he drinks the wine, he's gonna fall in. It's gonna be a michshol. The doctor himself, when he comes in, he's mentame. It's gonna be a michshol for him. So why is it a difference? Why for them? They're not being good, but for them, they don't have another eitz. Okay, he could have said that oynus rachman apatri or something like that, but he doesn't say that. He says for them it's a mess mitzvah, but for them it's matir, it's in mess mitzvah's mutter for a kohen. So the famous tshuva from Reb Shmuel Karinover, Baal Birchas HaZevach, the yeshivas, they say it over always, this yisoid that he said in Lifnever, a big chiddush. He's talking over there about behemoth to give to a guy. That's one of the cases of the Gemara of Lifnei Eved Alyosha Kois Yayin Lenazir, and not Eved Menachai to a guy to give to give the piece of Eved Menachai to a guy one is over on Lifnei Eved. So he's talking about a bird that the Eved is Medulgo is broken off, still hanging on, broken off, and he says that if a Yid would do a Shechita, then we paskin that it's not Eved Menachai. But a guy, it would be Eved Menachai for the guy. If the guy would kill the bird, and he was talking, the shaila was if someone can sell such a bird to the guy. He says, "Oy yesh l'akum achad achshav chanu moichlo noitzne l'agoy less aloshum yisrei Eved Menachai ala achad achshet tomos vayinachir yasun nipul k'mashu kasafti le'elu day shari for the yid would be mutter after loydami l'moishet kais yain l'nozer not like kais yain l'nozer." If a person gives the kais yayin l'nazir, so we don't. It's not. He's not oivan lifnei iver because the nazir is the one that's mitzvah. Not only because the nazir is the one that's mitzvah on the lifnei iver. When the Torah was given and the Torah gave us the mitzvah of lifnei iver, the Torah said not only when a person himself is a nazir shouldn't drink the wine, also a person shouldn't abet a nazir to drink the wine. It's his avera. The person that's giving the wine, it's his avera, his part of the avera of kois yayin l'nazir, his part of the avera of another drinking wine is when he gives the wine. It's not helping somebody do an avera, it's being a part of the avera. When somebody's oivan lifnei iver, he's being a part of the avera. And it's just like he's mitzvah, not to eat Eved Menachai, he's mitzvah not to give somebody Eved Menachai. And if you give somebody Eved Menachai, he is being oivan on Eved Menachai. The person that gives it is doing the lifnei iver of Eved Menachai. So Shmuel Kadna, but Amun Shmuel says, if somebody at the time he does it, or the way he does it, would be a way that the person himself is not mitzvah in this mitzvah, so then he doesn't have an Eved Menachai in it. The Ritzon Bav Metzia in the figure of Shliach Dvar Veir also says that for a Yid to be Mekadish, be a Shliach, to be a Mekadish, a Grusha for a Kohen, there's no leaf in either, because for him it's Mutter a Grusha. So we see also this type of Yisoid. That the lifnei iver of a mitzvah, of an avera, is the part of the avera, when the person that helps the avera, that's his part of the avera. So it stands to reason that we can measure when we're talking about the Chacham Sofer, we can measure the avera at the time of the person making the call to the doctor. Again, a mashal, let's say, we all know, meis mitzvah is measured by if I don't have any other way of doing the kfura, the person the kohen has no other way of doing the kfura, for him it's a mess mitzvah. If there's a person down not far away, you can call him and ask him to come and help him do the kfura. The kohen is supposed to stand off to the side and let the other person do the kfura. So an example would be in a case similar to the Chacham Sofer's case. If I would be standing here and I don't have the ability to do the kfura, and right next to me there's a kohen, and I would ask the kohen to do the kfura, but he has a cell phone. He just has to make a call to the kedusha, and they'll come running and do the kfura. I don't have a cell phone, so would I be able to tell him about the mess? And even knowing that he's not interested in calling the Chavar Kedusha, he'll do the Kfura himself. He'll come and he'll be Matan himself. So again, the same type of a way of measuring. Right now, for me, it's a mess mitzvah. Right now, for me, there is no other Eitzah how to be Kovar the Mace besides telling this Kohen. So for me, my Lifnei Iver on this Avera is also Mitche Mipnei Mace Mitzvah. Because Lifnei Iver from a mess mitzvah is also Mutter. Just like the mitzvah, the aveira of tumas koyin is nitcha mitnei mes mitzvah, so the lifnei iver of tumas koyin is also nitcha mitnei mes mitzvah. And it's measured at the time that the person will be being over doing the maisa of the lifnei iver. When he calls the koyin, if for him it is a mes mitzvah, so then even if at the time the koyin is going to do the tumah, or at the time the yayin, the nazir is going to drink the wine, it will be an aveira. But at now, at the situation as it stands now, it would not be tumas koyin, it would be a mes mitzvah. And that we say that mes mitzvah is nitche, tumas koyin is nitche mitnei mes mitzvah, and there is also no lifnei iver on the aveira of mes lekoyin. There's, again, the other part of, you know, it's very well for the main iser of lifnei iver l'titei michshol is the avera, participating in avera. But we find there's other parts of lifnei iver. Very interesting, a stira in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says, lifnei iver l'titei michshol zana b'zeshe le'le hoiris esmei yisrael asher lo kedatzish lo kalocha. To give a psak, which is lo kedin, and the soul is going to listen and go do an avera, very on lifnei iver. And it's very shver. The Gemara says lifnei iver is even when by a goy. He himself says a few pages later, lifnei iver l'sita mishal amra b'seinu kizana b'zeh l'vilti haklis adam b'nei agadol. One of the examples the Gemara brings of lifnei iver, one hits a older son, pentila ben l'puka l'mishal lachte b'shein l'haklis aviv. Son would be mevazer the father, and the father is being over on lifnei iver. When he's over the son, his feelings of bezoyin towards him. So why does the Shari Tshuva Ben Yonah, when he starts with Nidus and Michel, say he's not in possession of the Horus of Nisol, Ashalei Kedas and Shalei Ka'alocha? It's only a Lifnei Iver when it's done for a Yid. So the Mefarshim say, that the Rosh Hashiva said it, that there's two Yonah Lifnei Iver, the Lifnei Iver of Ben Yonah Mechazeri, the Lifnei Iver of Ben Yonah Mechazeri. When the Megvara says not to give a Kosyan Lanoz, not to give Evi Menachai, that's the mitzvah in the Torah, that's not there, that will be done. The Baruch Hu didn't want we should have any part of it. The mitzvah ben Adam l'chaver, when the Torah was given, we're supposed to not have any part of it, not only not to do our chaver ourselves, also not to help somebody else do our chaver. That's even to goy. The goy is mitzvah shav nisim nerech, he's not supposed to eat a piece of Evi Menachai. A Jew is not allowed to give the piece of Evi Menachai to the goy. But there's something else in Lifnei Iver. There's Eitz Hashem again. There's something else in Lifnei Iver that one has to worry for his fellow. One has to worry for his fellow, that we all know that the mitzvahs of Ne'eram L'chaver basically are given only from one Jew to his friend. I say Ma'aseh Amcha only for Erlich Yid is the basic mitzvahs of Ne'eram L'chaver is only for Ne'eram L'chaver min Chaver Yisrael, Ish Yisraeli. So that's the two parts of the Rabbeinu Yonah. When he's talking about Tasmik Shalakidin, he's talking about the Inyan of the Eitz Hashena again, that's only one Jew to the next. But when we're talking about the Inyan of partaking in Avera, that the Gemara's Mechadish, that's even Tagoy, a piece of Avera Menachai, is even Ma'asr Tagoy. So it would seem if the Rav Samsov was being Matir, the Lifnei Iver, Mishum, mes mitzvah, maybe this part of the heter would be because since he says that the doctor was mehamoina pritzim, and then maybe one wouldn't be mechuyiv in worrying about his olam haba, mechuyiv about worrying about his avera only as the part of the lifnei iver that I shouldn't partake in the avera, And that the Chassam Sofer says that mitzvah, mes mitzvah that we measured at the time was a mes mitzvah. And as far as the other person having the mishul, when it comes to the mishul, which maybe I would also have to worry, maybe that mitzvah mipnei, because he was a mehamana pritzim, and I wouldn't be misuvin that. Now there's another part of lifnei iver, an extension of lifnei iver, adin d'rabbanan, that we know the Gemara says that lifnei iver is only on trei avri denor. If another needs the kois yayin, and he's in a way, in a position that he can't get the kois yayin for himself, on the other side of the river is the Gemara's terminology, trei avri denor, on the other side of the river. And the only way he gets the wine is when I give it to him, so that's lifnei iver. But if it's chad avri denor, it's not lifnei iver, and that's, the Gemara says that the Rabbanan call it misayeya l'dvar alayvi avera. When you help him, even any way of helping him is a misayeya. And the Chassam Sofer, when he writes the Shaila, he also says that there were these two things. There was the lifnei iver and the misayeya. So how did you get around the part of the misayeya? It's also the bavus shach with the Nadi Yehuda in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph in the Inyan in the idea of selling dvorim asurim to a goy. Oh, the candles for their churches, or things like that, which would not be allowed to sell. So, lifnei iver. So again, in Shulchan Aruch, there's 2 days. Yesh matirim, yichol liknei to macham achar mutar lim kolam kol davar v'yesh machmir v'nogu lahakul kesor yishanim chol bal nefesh yachol la'atmu. And that the Dagon Merubah says. A big yisoid in the lifnei iver, masel v'azera, a big yisoid in lifnei iver. He says that when do you say that I'm to be misayeya v'azera, even if it's a chad avid, even if the person could get the avir himself, if they have the resources himself, would be aser is only if the person's a shoye, the person is doing it is a mummer, but he's doing it bezodin. The same English, I know in America we help the people that help themselves. The person's not trying to avoid the Avera, he himself wants to do the Avera, so then this inyan is misayeya, again, when he has the resources by himself. And it's only if a person, then the inyan of not to partake in it is only inyan to try to stop him from doing the Avera. The inyan of Teichacha. Techocha is if you can convince them, then of course you're supposed to. But techocha in a way of physical, in a forceful way, or even in a physical way, if somebody would try to stop somebody else from doing avera, one is not mitzuva. When the other person is a mummer or doing it the mezid, then one is not mitzuva in the chelik of masayeh, in the chelik of lifnei iver, to stop something from doing avera. There's no chiyah when one is a mezid. So the Dagon Merubah says,
somebody wants to stop somebody with a knife. Are you allowed to come with a knife and cut off his hand?
That's to save. Maybe that would be something else to save. L'sam al dam reyecha. That's to save the victim. We're talking here when the person sitting in the restaurant eating the piece of chaza. Are you mechuyev to go and stop him? Bezin, of course, is. That's Bezin's job. And you, of course, in mechuyev also, if you have the ability, to try to convince him to stop. But to physically stop, you're not mechuyev. That the Nadi Yehuda says, poshet. Anybody includes in mesayeya, when it's a chadev edinor, to be mesayeya, to help the person, or to in this case, let's say, to call the doctor. When the doctor would, of the inyan of mesayeya, if the person is doing it b'mezid, then there's no inyan. So again, to just summarize these three parts, the lifnei iver that there is of being a part of the avera, that even if the other person is amazed, and even if the other person is a goy, if the person, you give him the resources to do the avera, or you egg him on, if you push him on, if somebody would hit his older son, the Gemara says, even if you didn't give him the resources, you give him the kaisiyan shalali, you brought on the feelings in his heart that he's going to go do an avera because of you, you're going to issa the raisa from lifnei iver l'sita mirshal. Then there's the other parts of being misayeya, when the person could have done it himself, and also to bein adam lechaveru, to try to worry for a fellow Jew. So that's only if the person is oisei nice amcha, if the person is doing the mitzvahs, he wants to do the mitzvahs, then one would be mechuyev to try to stop him from doing the avera, try to take away from him the resources of doing the avera. So over lach lemaisa, quote the stipler. Kanievsky in Bnei Brak, he says to go buy a product from a Jew that he keeps his factory or his business open on Shabbos in a way that because you have more customers Goyim, that he will work more, or his business will be more successful and have more reason to stay open on Shabbos. Even if you buy it during the week, you can be over on Isra Daraisa from Lifnei Evil Sita Mirshal. Again, again, you have to know the case has to be, in this case, like I said, you have a Jew that has a business or a factory, and he's not on the Chal Shabbos. Talking about somebody that has the business open on Shabbos, not he drives on Shabbos. Somebody has a factory producing products on Shabbos. And because you will buy the products on Shabbos, you will be one of the customers, and many customers. And if he will have more customers, he will have more reason to stay open, to keep the factory running on Shabbos. And if he would have less customers, he would maybe not run the line on that time on Shabbos, then you could be over on the Isra Daraisa of Lifnei Evil Sitin Mikshol. Quote Kilis Yankis Chelek Beis Oizayim. Just want to share with you a few from my Hagashim about upcoming Yom Tov, Shavuos, Yom Tov of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Bring out the idea of starting the Torah, the day the Torah way. The Torah was given in the Midbar. The Torah was given to the Oichle Amon. So after they got the Torah, they stayed 40 years. 40 years sitting in Biggest Rosh Hashiva, Moshe Rabbeinu. They were sitting and learning the Torah al-Avoda. The man came to their doorstep. Why was the Torah given in such a way? Why wasn't it given there to Saul, the place where we do the mitzvahs, the place in that's the place that the Ramban says all the tikkunim of the mitzvahs, that's the place to live, that's the place to do. It seems to be that this is the Seder how the Torah has to be given, the Seder how the Torah has to be learned, the Seder how the Torah is given and accepted. One heard from Rav Mordechai Gifter, Rosh Hashiva of Telz, said a famous question. Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav. Esav's out to kill him. He runs to Lavan, hides by Lavan. 14 years he goes to Yeshiva's Shem Vever. How did he? Why was that a Hatzalah? It wasn't far away, and it was. How was that a Hatzalah? Esav is out to get him and goes to Yeshiva. The Gemara says, "Hat min atzmecha, hide yourself." Gifty would say that Yaakov Avinu for 14 years hid himself in the Blat Gemara. Hat min the Blat Gemara. A yeshiva bacher, when he's young, he has the ability, and he has the parents sent him to yeshiva. So it's the time to hatmin atzmecha v'lat gemara. The daf gemara is a place that's removed from time, it's removed from space. It's a different world when one is totally engulfed in the Torah. So the Torah surrounds him like the Anani HaKavod, like Klal Yisrael were in the midbar. Nobody could touch them. Because the Anani HaKavod were brought about also by the Sufi Lusatim. Klal Yisrael was sitting and learning. Somebody wasn't right with the Anani HaKavod were piloting. It was a massive, totally, totally committed, totally engrossed, totally with nothing else on their mind, totally learning. And that's the way the Torah was accepted. But that's not necessarily the way the Torah was made to be meant to be practiced. The Torah is the Torah of Torah Chaim. Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the Torah Chaim, people in their lives, people in their days, have many things to do, and all of that is a part of mitzvah Torah. Mitzvah is a part of the tikkunim, a part of the field of endeavors, is a part field of accomplishment. When a yid goes out and what he does, Torah Avoda, and does feels his business in a halacha way, in a way of chashim mishpat, or he gives his tzedakah, and he sets his priorities straight. He starts off his day with learning, and then everything that he continues on after that is done as an extension of that, as a hechatimtza of that, and is done followed the halacha that he learns, and he follows the halacha that he knows, and the bracha that the Baruch Shalom gives him is Mas Yadayim. He uses that to do mitzvahs, to be ma'anek as a Shabbos, or to other mitzvahs, hidur mitzvah, and he does it to give tzedakah. So that's the way the Torah was meant to be lived. But again, when the Torah starts, it always bothers me. You know, we stay up Shavuos at night, whole night we stay up. So how much learning, really quality learning, happens? Hard to say. And then we're so tired the next day. You know, is it really a palace? Is it really? But the thing is that we come to Kabbalah Sater, we come to the Chag Matan Torah, we come to Shavuos. We're supposed to get so excited about Kabbalah Sater. The Rebbeinu Shlom is coming to give us the Torah, the Rosh Hashanah of learning. The first thing we do is we close everything up and spend the whole night learning. And in the morning we see it's not very practical. So then, but if the foundations are there, and we realize the fundamentals and the priorities are there, so then everything that's done after that, everything is built on that. So everything is the schus of the Torah, and that is what the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted. He wanted us to the foundations should be the foundations of kuloi Torah. There should be yeshivas, and there should be people of a kuloi Torah. But the people that are learning, are out working, and the people that are out doing the mitzvahs, and the people that are accomplishing, they're also, it's all about the learning. It's all a continuation, extension of the learning. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that the carbon of all the Yom Tovim, the carbon chatas, it says the word chet. And in Atzeres, it doesn't say the word chet. The Baruch Hashem says, B'chol kabonis, ksiv chet, b'atzeres, ain't ksiv chet. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mekiven shekibalt amalech metatera kiuloi chatu miyaneichem. So the Mefarshim, the Chassidim Shoshim, but the Mefarshim say that the word chet also could mean a fella, a missing something, a chesar. It doesn't necessarily mean a ver. It's a chesar. If somebody is kibalt amalech metatera, if somebody accepts on himself the all of Torah and everything he's going to do is going to be the Torah way, so then there is no chesar in his life. There's no other times of the day that he's not accomplishing. There's no other times of the day. Everything, like, there is no chesar in your days. Your days are full of Torah. Your days are full of accomplishments. Your days are full of nenem yigiyah kapov is ashrayim ba'olam hazeh and ba'olam habah. Their days are full of Torah. Their days are full of accomplishments. So the Yom Tov of Shavuos is again that time of the year that we plug ourselves in, try to recharge the battery, try to sit down and realize where we are and what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing. If we properly accept the oil of Torah, if we properly synchronize our lives with the lives of Torah, so then the whole life becomes the rest of the year is a year of accomplishment, and the rest of the year is a year of Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Kasadim, and it will be for you and for us a Sheikhim Boilam Azeh and a Schar Omid Boilam Abba.